And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, live at home. I'm at home in Pendleton. And we want to Google the audience. If you have any kind of a question or a problem, like Alan is lonely, so we were playing some lonely songs for him. We will ask the audience to kind of help out and give the answer. Don't cheat and go to Google. Come here, and we'll do it for you. Also, who did your takeout, and how was it? And another thing I want to know is, have you been tested? Because Vice President Pence did not seem like he was thrilled after he was tested, simply because of the procedure. The president described it as putting a swab up your nose and taking it right at your eye. So I'd like to know how you feel. One guy we'd most like to test would be Dan Neverth for insanity, actually. It had nothing to do with this. And he's on the line. He's on the special hotline. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Sandy. Oh, man, I'm so discouraged. I am so discouraged.
Why are you discouraged, Dan?
Well, I've been checking the newspaper the last couple of days, and you know the page where they have the weather and the information and what's supposed to be next hour?
Yeah, sure.
Well, yep. Right underneath that, they have the ski conditions. Every ski area in western New York has no new snow, no trails, nothing. It's all 0000.
You can't even go there. Well, that's good for you. You're not that good a skier, right?
Yeah, I can't. No, I'm going to put my skis away.
I want to ask you a question. Are you homebound now, Dan?
Yeah, not only, Sandy, not only am I homebound, but I'm unemployed.
Oh, unemployed and homebound. Aren't you doing your moments of brilliance on WEC anymore?
Yeah, I'm not there anymore, Sandy.
You got laid off. Well, maybe you'll get a gift from the government. And you know what? If you do, open it up in your counting room. If I were you, you can't be depressed when you're in a counting room full of currency and gold and silver and platinum. Well, I mean, that's got to cheer you up.
But, you know, I mean, how much time can you spend in there, Sandy? 15, 16 hours a day.
Well, hey, I've got an idea. If there's any emergency at your house, call Dan Neverth Jr.
Yeah. He's only down the street. He can help me a lot.
Yeah. If he's an emergency preparedness guy, he could come out and help you.
Well, he won't come within 6 feet.
Well, most people wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole, so I think 6 feet is an improvement.
But listen, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, that's what it's been so far, so go ahead.
No, I'm this is going to be serious. I can be serious.
I bet you can. I've seen you serious only a few times. What's on your mind, if you can find it?
Last night I watched NBC News, okay? Now, I love Channel 2, and they carry NBC News.
I like Channel 2 as well, yeah.
Okay, I like Channel 2. Okay, here's the deal. There was nothing, absolutely nothing positive for 1.5 hour. Nothing uplifting. Everything was emergency hospital problems. Emergency this, emergency that. People who are frightened, okay? Now, this is a terrible thing that's going on right now. We all realize that.
Yes, it is.
And people are suffering from this. People are losing their jobs from this. People are hurting and they're worried. We need a few more uplifting things. If we have some good news, let's hear the good news. Let's not just, you know, everything's super negative. And it's depressing. I mean,
did you see one of the casts with Mary Alice Demler? That's pretty uplifting.
Well, I'm not going to find out what she wears.
Well, yeah, she's very lovely, and every time I look at her, I don't think of sorrows. I think of good times.
Yeah. Well, seriously, we have to have, you know, today with your show, okay?
People
call in and say where they got a good meal or what they're doing or, you know, okay, there's some interesting things that can happen, okay? So you're housebound and you're with somebody special. Okay, how about this? I'm housebound right now with somebody special, okay?
And
here is one of the things.
Hold it. What's his name?
name is Mary.
Oh, his name is Mary. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Do you ever do a crossword puzzle?
No, that's too hard for me. I barely can speak English, let alone write it.
Big words. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, in the newspaper, the one good thing about the Buffalo News is they have a very interesting and not difficult. It's not like the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Okay. No, it's one step above Olaf Fub.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, no, a dual project. You have two people, and they're sharing the information on the crossword puzzle. Because some, you know, like, I'm brilliant, and Mary's not that bright. Okay, so I help her.
Well, she wouldn't be that bright if she's homebound with you, I can tell you that. Does she help you out with the puzzle?
No, it's a fun thing. And you can go for a walk. You go to Chestnut Ridge Park.
I go for a push.
Yeah.
Because I remember you pushing me around Germany in a wheelchair on cobblestone streets.
Now I would need a 6-foot 2x4.
I have a butter lamb here. Bernadette made it.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations on your engagement.
Well, thank you. You know Bernadette, and you know me, and it's a match made in heaven.
Well, I like her, and I don't care that much for you. I just can't believe that she said yes.
I believe it. She was half asleep when I asked. And, you know, in New York State, that's the law. Half asleep or not, if you say yes, it's yes. That's all there is to it. It's a union thing.
Okay, you do this whole big romantic build-up thing, and it's really, really nice, and she's there. I mean, it would have been terrific if she said absolutely not.
Oh, I would have been mortified. I'd have had to pack up and get out of town.
Yes, exactly. So anyway.
Seriously, what are you doing? What are you doing during this period where you can't really do much?
Okay, keeping busy, actually. Fixing a lot of stuff. You know my latest project?
What's that?
I have some boarders who live here who are actually freeloading on me. In the attic, I have raccoons.
Do you really have raccoons in the attic?
Oh, yeah, okay. And at night, you hear them running around up there. And how do you get them out? So I had to hire Jack the raccoon guy. No, I'm not kidding you.
I hope he traps them and releases them in a humane area of town. Maybe West Seneca would be good.
No, he said Pendleton.
Oh, Pendleton. No, we have our own raccoons up here. We don't need any more wild animals. All right, Dan, I want you to take care and get a nap and get a little rest.
One other quick thing, okay?
Yeah.
You are not, now your job is to be observant. Your job is to tell people what's going on, talk to
sure.
them, ask them questions. Okay, but you are not as observant as I am, because visiting your house on several occasions, I noticed something less than a quarter of a mile from your house that you go by every day, and you've never, ever mentioned it. You've never mentioned it.
I saw it, though. I just never mentioned it, but I've seen it.
What have you seen?
An airplane sticking out of the roof of a house.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I assumed it wasn't a real one, so I didn't make a big deal about it.
No, it's part of a real airplane, probably.
Yeah. Pretty bad flight when they landed on the roof. All right, Dan, I want you to take care. Have Mary whip you up something nice, something that you don't need real teeth to eat. And we'll be talking to you. Feel free to call at any time. I know you miss being on the broadcast band.
Yes, I'm and I'm willing to work for food. Goodbye.
Hey, before you go, don't forget an engagement gift would be really appreciated. If you want any chance of an invitation to the wedding, a gift kind of goes a long way toward that.
There must be something wrong with the line. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Goodbye, Dan. Oops, he's gone. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we go to the calls, and we've got a bunch of calls, let's have a couple of Facebooks from Mr. Joseph Beamer himself. Joe, what do you got?
Well, Sandy, it looks like a lot of our listeners would like to know stuff from our audience. So we asked them on Facebook, and of course, The first question, the one we already talked about this morning, but let's bring it up again. Will those Social Security will those on Social Security benefit from the stimulus package?
Well, we'll have to find out. If anybody knows the answer to that, give us a call or a text or a Facebook, and we'll find out. If you're on Social Security at all, I know they're using the 2018 tax rolls, because they don't have the 2019s finished yet, obviously. But they're using the 18 tax rolls to decide who gets what. Now, I do know that you have to have some kind of an income in order to gain, but as far as I know, almost everybody of a certain age is on Social Security benefits, and so we'll see. But we don't know. I don't know the answer, but maybe the audience does. What else you got?
All right. Asking also, what did you do for takeout, and how was it? Well, Sandy, we have Adar, who says, I treated myself to bocce pizza, and the drive to pick it up was a nice diversion from all that was going on.
First of all, nice choice. Bocce Pizza has excellent pizza, and I think it is good to break the spell every once in a while, even if it's just a short drive. You're not reaching out to anybody. You're not touching anything. Just remember, if you put gasoline in your car, be sure to have some kind of a glove or towel or something, because we were warned about that a couple of days ago, and we hadn't been warned about that before that. Let's go to line two. This is CJ. CJ, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, CJ. What's on your mind today?
I have a little lighthearted suggestion.
Oh, good. What would that be?
Okay, little kids are home, and maybe they take a walk during the day for recess. And there's a message going around about a famous children's book called Going on a Bear Hunt. So everyone put a teddy bear in their front window, and the kids can take a tally as they walk on recess.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Very good idea, especially for little kids. Yeah, put a bear. Bernie, do we have a bear here, a teddy bear? Yeah, we got one, and we'll do that. We do have one. She's finding it right now. I'm in a room. Oh, there it is. There it is. So we will put that bear. As a matter of fact, take a picture of that bear and then post it on our webpage to show. That's an excellent idea, CJ. Thank you.
And if you don't have a bear, a bunny or a dinosaur would work just fine.
Oh, I think it's going to be harder to find a dinosaur. Maybe a bunny. You might have a bunny, but a dinosaur might be a little tough. Oh, look, for the dinosaur, Bernie's taking a picture of me. Isn't that appropriate? What is that?
That's Stitch.
Is that Stitch from the Disney stuff?
Yep.
We'll put a bear and Stitch both in the window if anybody's taking a walk around the neighborhood. Thank you. Thanks, CJ. Thanks for calling. That's a good idea. Tony, your kids are a little old for that, but I think
Samantha has a stuffed bear.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
She has a few.
I think that might be fun to put it in the window, and as kids walk by, that's a good picture. Stitch, and does the bear have a name?
Maybe I'll sit in the front window.
Much as that doggy in the window,
yeah.
Arf Arf. What's his name?
He's a Bielowski bear.
Oh, the Bielowski bear. Okay, is this a Polish bear? I'm not really sure. Beautiful bear, though. Nice and soft. Very nice. All right. The next call is Mary from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. How are you holding up in the bunker?
I'm doing okay. This is day three of broadcasting here, and so far, so good.
It's a good thing you got Bernadette.
Yes, it really is, or I'd go nuts. I'd be with Alan Harris now.
Yeah, right. Sandy, I've been thinking about... I'm glad you have this topic because you say, you know, don't Google it. Well, you know what? I couldn't. If you
Why you don't Google?
My account is at the library, so I wonder how many other people are in my situation. When they say, like your station always says, oh, you give you a blurb out, you know, a little thing about the news, but then you say the rest. See the rest that are, you know. Go to our website. And
yeah, well, the website, because it's too long and lengthy, it would take up the whole newscast, probably.
At least give a tease of, you know, what the thing is. You want to learn more about blah, 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 and then say.
Yeah, Puckett does that. I've heard him described as a little tease.
Yeah.
Until he got engaged, of course. Congratulations to Tom.
Right. And
all right, so you want full-length stories in there. It's hard to go long form in a 3.5-minute newscast.
I want more detail. Like I've been before, I should sort of take back my compliment to the governor because everybody's talking about how great. But you know what he's doing now is with these numbers. He's throwing out numbers. But I want to hear, this is the rest of the story I want to hear. When they say there's so many deaths, why don't they say in conjunction, like a split screen or, you know, split comment?
Yeah.
When they say so many, whatever this virus deaths, and also how many deaths to the regular flu?
One thing that's come out, it came out this morning, which is kind of heartening. Only a few days ago, New York was doubling its rate.
Right.
Every 2 days, and then it went to 3 days, and now it's almost 4 days. So that is much better than it was, and we got to take our victories where we can find them. Thanks, Mary. Thank you for calling. Let's see, one more from Buzzy before we go. What do you have, Buzz,
Facebook? The takeout question, Terry, not as into it as everyone else. Terry said, I had to drive 30 minutes to get my coffee. It was cold. This ain't working.
Oh, Terry, come on. You're a man up, Terry. 30 minutes to get a hot cup of coffee. First of all, everybody should have in their home a coffee pot, even if it's small, even if it's a one cupper. So that in cases like this or a blizzard, you don't have to go out and get it anywhere else. But I'm sure the sun will come out tomorrow, Terry, and you'll be able to get coffee within a 25-minute drive. I'm sure. Just look forward to that. We're going to take a break and be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. With Beach and Company. I'm here at my palatial home in Pendleton. Dan Neverth is housebound with Mary and a bunch of raccoons. So I think we've got the upper hand here. A little housekeeping. Somebody asked earlier and wanted our audience to Google the answer as to will you get any money if you're on Social Security? Mr. Beamer, you have the answer right there.
I do. Lee commented, the bill text indicates those who receive Social Security can collect checks. For those not required to file 2018 or 2019 returns because of Social Security benefits, tax returns will not be required to claim the money. The government can use information from Form SSA 1099, Social Security Benefit Statement, or Form RRB 1099 to qualify.
Well, that's good. That's a good answer, and people will be happy to hear that. Meanwhile, sitting on my desk, because it arrived by mail yesterday, and I haven't opened it yet, and I may not open it for a while, is my 2019 tax package. Yes, it's there, saying, open me, and then write a check. A one with a lot of zeros on it. I have a feeling that I'm going to wait until the last minute on this one. Meanwhile, let's see. Line one would be Rich in Angola. Rich, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Rich. What's on your mind?
I just got a question and a statement I'd like to ask.
Sure.
You know, they tried to impeach Donald Trump for withholding money from Ukraine. How come we can't impeach Pelosi for withholding the money from the United States of America?
Yeah, I wish we could, but we probably can't. But she did manage, among other things, I assume we'll find out more later, to get $25 million on a $2 trillion bill to the Kennedy Center, which is lovely, very nice, and is certainly a nice building. But I don't know if we want to be taking money away from the stimulus for that.
I don't like it. And, you know, yesterday I was watching the news. I was listening to Donald Trump, and he was saying he would love to have the country open back up by Easter. All the news after that said, oh, yeah, Donald Trump wants to open the news up. That's not what he said. He wants to open the country back up. That's not what he said. He would like to hope to do it.
Yeah. What he was doing is holding out some hope. And you can have a movable, say you have a goal for a certain date, but the conditions change, they get better, maybe you can change the date closer. If they get worse, maybe you have to push the date back a little bit. That's what goes on. And of course, the ones that didn't like Trump before still don't like him. So that you expect to hear that. Thank you, Rich. Thank you very much. Not that we're too happy to hear it, but we do hear it. Line two would be John in Buffalo. John, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, John.
I had the stimulus answer. A little different from what you just reported, but yes, the seniors are on Social Security are going to obtain that. But the difference I heard is that they were basing this on wage earners for the year.
That certainly is what they first said. We didn't have all the information then. Mm-hmm. I think the one that Buzzy just read is perhaps a more current one. Mm-hmm. Let's hope so, because the seniors could use that money too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the seniors are definitely getting it. But if my point was going to be, if you worked off the books somewhere and you're not on Social Security or Social Security disability, you're not going to get it.
Well, first of all, if you worked off the books, I don't know how you could expect to get it.
Well,
if you're working off the books, that means you're not claiming anything for taxation purposes. So, okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Yeah, working off the books, I don't want to be the guy that makes that argument. Hey, I'm working off the books because I don't want to pay taxes. Do I get any stimulus money? I mean, think about that. Guys, okay, I'll ask my two guys. Should somebody working off the books get any stimulus money?
No, absolutely not.
What do you think, Buzzy?
No, not at all.
You mean you're on the payroll here at BEN, Buzzy?
Oh, I mean...
I didn't know that. I thought you were an intern. You're young and very ambitious, and you're doing a great job.
I'd be a pretty old intern, Sandy.
All right, Buzzy, you have any more Facebook for us while we're here?
Yeah, a lot of people have been hitting up the takeout, so we've got some great suggestions here on the Facebook page. We'll go with Judy, who said, last Friday they hit up the American Legion in East Aurora. It was a great fish fry as usual.
You know, Friday fish fry, we got it down here in Western New York. It's funny because I worked in Milwaukee, too, where they're huge on fish fries, as we are here. So the people that do fish fries, first of all, if you just got in business and you don't have a good fish fry recipe in your back pocket, you probably wouldn't get into that business because a lot of people have great fish fries, and the American Legion is probably one of them. So congratulations. One more before the break, Buzz.
All right, we'll go with Debbie, who said, we did curbside from Frank's on Broadway in Lancaster. It was absolutely delicious. We had
Frank's
roast beef.
Ooh,
it was
roast beef.
Moist, tender, and plentiful. We both had enough to have lunch the next day.
I like that, when you take food home, and the food the second day on some things actually tastes better than it does the first day because the flavors get to blend in with each other. So Frank's getting good reviews there. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Ethel is now in the studio. Bring her up here close to the microphone, see if we can get her to talk. Hi, Ethy. Hello, baby. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Sandy.
Boy, this Ethel is really, we were teaching her how to speak. It's very nice. Now, did you guys notice this one text that we have here from somebody who is giving me a warning?
A warning?
A warning. It says, Sandy, do not let Bernadette become your Yoko Ono.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to ask each of my partners here, Do you think Bernadette is like Yoko Ono?
Do we get to hear her sing first?
No. They have something in common. Neither one of them can sing, I can tell you that.
No, Bernie's more of our team mom.
Yeah, she is.
Every Little League team has a team mom, and that would be Bernadette.
Somebody who you like and you gather around. How about you, Buzzy?
Well, no, you know, when Bernadette's around, it's a pleasure to have her around. She's like an addition to have around. Yoko Ono, I can always think back to the John Legend Chuck Berry singing Johnny Be Good, and all of a sudden, Yoko picks up a mic and starts screeching into it.
Oh, she screeches.
The look in Chuck Berry's face is classic.
You know, there was a time when I held my breath when I was interviewing John Lennon. He was in Toronto for the Bed In for Peace. And I'm interviewing him, and I know that Yoko is right next to him. And I'm just praying that she doesn't start singing. And she didn't, so we're all right. Bernadette, for those of you who don't know, she's wonderful. She is absolutely wonderful. She's making me say this. She's got one of my guns in her hand. She said, "Can I hold this?" I said, "Certainly." And it's pointed at me. I don't know why.
I have your hair dryer, Sandy.
Exactly. No, you know what? The first comment I got about her when I first met her was from Dan Nevereth. Seriously. And you know what he said? She's the real deal. And she is. She is the real deal. And that's why she's my fiance. How good is that? All right, let's see. Let's go to line one. She's not Yoko Ono. She can't sing, and Yoko can't sing, but that's the only thing they have in common. Let's see. Joe is on line one. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Well, hello, Sandy, and hello, Bernadette. How are you?
Hello. We're both fine. Yes, what's on your mind, Joe?
Information regarding the money. I believe in the beginning, when I read about it, they said that you have to be a U.S. citizen in order to get it. How about that?
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a step in the right direction.
Come back for the guy with cold coffee.
Yeah.
I used to always think of what could I have if I ever travel out in the country and there is no store where I can purchase my coffee, a mug of coffee. So I came across a product they were selling, and it is a rechargeable. Sandy, it's a rechargeable.
Rechargeable coffee pot?
Well, no, it's a coffee grinder.
Oh, a grinder.
Coffee mug that you can charge up at home and take it with you somewhere. So if you have your coffee, it'll grind up your coffee beans, freshly, and all you add is water. And a beautiful stainless steel mug is there. It's put out. It's called Coffee Boy, all-in-one fresh coffee maker.
That sounds good. That sounds very good. Guys, what do you think? Should we get one for Alan, who has said that besides doing the traffic, he's lonely? Get him as a coffee mug like that?
Yeah, that and Alexis. So he's got somebody to talk to.
Yeah, it grinds your beans. Have you ever had your beans ground early in the morning?
Yes, I have.
It's very nice.
I like grinding coffee beans.
Do you like?
Yeah, I have got a grinder right
You know
kitchen.
What it does, too? When you do grind your own beans, you get the smell of coffee before it's even brewed, which is nice.
Well, yes. And there's nothing better than a nicely, freshly brewed coffee with freshly ground beans. And
the reason
Bernadette is so wonderful because she is Polish.
She is Polish.
Polish people are the best.
They are the best. As she introduced me to Polish cooking, thank heavens. Nice bunch of whole nice Polish people. It's all aces with Bernadette. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
How
can somebody call her? He didn't say you would be. He just said that don't let her be. No, a lot of people think that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. And I don't think so. It's just you have a group, something like the one we have here with Tony and Buzzy and me. You have a group, and then you don't want somebody to come into the group and say, you know, you're a lot better than those other people. And then next thing you know, there's a contract stalemate, and we're a team. We act as a team. We work as a team. Is that right, guys?
That's right.
Thanks.
Wait, what?
Said that. Yeah. Ah, we got a dissenter in the crowd.
Where's my agent?
I can't believe it. Oh, man.
I'm going to Tampa.
He's going to sell us right out, man. I can't count on him.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
You want to hear something cool?
Yeah, sure.
You know, we were talking about takeout, and I told you about Papa Leo's, one of my favorite places that I like to order from. Well, they have this neat thing that they've put together, and it's kind of fun for the family. It's called a Build-A-Pizza Kit. So you order this kit that comes with dough, sauce, mozzarella, and two toppings of your choice. You'll put it in a box. You go home and make your own pizza.
Something I like that, that idea.
Yeah, it's fun, something fun to do with the kids.
Because you'd have all the ingredients in one place. You kind of give them an idea. They've probably never seen a pizza being made. They just go and pick them up. That's a good idea. I like that idea. I don't know about you guys. I like thick crust. Bernie likes thin crust. And how about you? You too.
Here we go. Here's the split up of the band.
Okay.
I enjoy the thick crust as well, but Joe does not.
Oh. I am a thin crust fan. Now, there are some great Buffalo pizzas, and like Picasso's, Lenova. I will eat those.
Sure.
I could eat those every day of the week. But if you said, Joe, what do you prefer? I'm going to tell you a New York slice.
Well, I'll tell you, Picasso's and
Lenova.
Lenova, two of the best in town and have been for a long, long time.
Sure.
A pizza has been around a long time. I remember it when I was a kid, what a treat it was to get pizza. Now we get pizza more often. We can get it delivered. There's a lot of pizza places now that have takeout, so you do not have to. You can't go in and sit down and eat it, but you can order it and then go pick it up and bring it home as you always do. So there's not much of a difference there.
And West New York does pizza better than any place in the country.
I've never seen better pizza anywhere than in Western New York.
Chicago needs to shut up. New York City needs to shut up.
Oh yeah,
we've got it.
Well, here Andrew Cuomo he'll boost New York pizza, but I'm sticking with what we have. Google the audience. Instead of going to Google, if you have a question you don't know the answer to, you'd like a suggestion maybe, let us know. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Also, who did you use for takeout and how was it? And also, something I would like is, have you been tested? Because I want to talk to somebody who's actually been tested, because it sounded the way it was described for Mike Pence by the president is they put a swab up your nose and take a right at your eye, which I thought was pretty funny. Pence didn't seem like he enjoyed the test too much. Maybe the results he enjoyed, but certainly not the test. If you've gone through the test, I'd like to know exactly what is to be expected. That's the best way to describe it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Also, if you want to see a picture of the bear, we have put a bear in the window. We got a bear and Stitch. Is that it? Stitch from Disney in our window. And there's a picture of it on online that Bernadette Yoko Pollock put on the webpage. So check it out. We'll be back. And any news conferences, of course, we'll be covering them.
Which, by the way, we are expecting the governor at 11:30.
Governor at 11:30. Okay, so he changed it just a little bit. Also today, from noon to 3, David Bellavia rushes off on his own nickel. We did not preempt him today, but David Bellavia, who does a great job, and will be on today on News Radio 930 WBEN.